like, I haven't had a lot of female of color, like, faculty or just, like, mentors. And when I do, or when I do get to meet someone, like, there's always some sort of controversy trailing them, like, that they didn't get tenure, or that they don't feel comfortable in this space, or it's Hanover is too far away from, like, other and more, like or just better opportunities for them. And so I do think that there is a lot of, like, what Dartmouth needs to work on is somehow bridging, like, students and faculty and staff and having greater diversity in all respects. And those conversations.
Finally, we talked about how Dartmouth displays diversity in relation to her personal experiences on campus.
This past, like, late April, Hokopa'a, which is the Hawaii Club, had a luau.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that the 18s, who are kind of like the leaders of the club, had worked really hard to pull off, put a lot of effort into it, got funding, and we really didn't feel a lot of, like, faculty or staff support outside of our two advisors who happen to be staff on the Native American program. But we got a lot of press for it. I don't want to say, like, press in the sense that, like, people were writing articles about us, but, like, I just saw a lot of, like, pictures show up on, like, various Instagrams, or, like, the communications, like, person at Dartmouth, like, the person that runs Dartmouth Instagram, like, came and was taking pictures, like, the Aegis was there, or, like, those kinds of, like, communities didn't really reach out to us, they just kind of showed up, and it was great that they showed up, but I do feel like we were kind of opting into, like, not necessarily exoticizing ourselves, but just, like, letting people, like, I don't know where I'm going with this, but, like, it was just, like, a weird dynamic to feel like we're just, like, putting our culture on display, or putting our home on display, and that was something that I never really, like, thought that was the intention of what, like, our luau was, but it kind of ended up being, and that's not to say it was a bad thing, but I do think that was, like, one way in which I felt like Dartmouth tries to display its diversity, and it just does it in a way that kind of misses the mark, not providing the support for the students that want to do those things, and want to display and share their culture and have these conversations. But when it happens without any support, it's advertised. And I think that also can go for, like, other aspects of, like, Dartmouth, like, protests that have happened in the past. Or I haven't necessarily been the most activist-y of students, because I do find comfort in having, like, a home base that's not so politicized and charged. And so that, I don't know where I was going with that, but it's just kind of, like, it was just, like, different tensions and, like, things that I experienced were, like, weird.
Yeah.
Another student we interviewed was a queer brown POC 20 who uses they/them pronouns. When we asked about their background, they told us about coming from a prep school with many parallels to Dartmouth.
So, I'm from outside of Boston, and education was always very important to my family. My parents encouraged creativity in the household. We had means, so, I was, like, quite privileged financially growing up. However, being, like, mixed ethnic and racially, like, there are lots of, like, issues with my public school, being one of the only people of color in the entire town. Fast forward, I decided to apply to a private prep school. I got in, and that was a really formative time, and very similar to, I guess, Dartmouth in almost, like, haunting ways, even parallels that I see and draw from, like, the structures of our dining halls to how space is, like, racialized and on Dartmouth's campus. And as hard as it is to see some of these patterns again, it's also refreshing because I get a chance to see them again, and I know how to navigate them. And what I've had, I feel like I've practiced, this is probably a tangent, but it feels like I've had practice in approaching spaces like this. What brought me to Dartmouth? Well, this is kind of complicated because I always grew up knowing what Dartmouth was. It sort of was in many ways forced upon me by my parents. I did really like the structure of the school, and it felt familiar, and it also, I felt like it would be good practice to unpacking, like, a lot of the problems that the world has. Unpacking that and just understanding that I'd be surrounded by like really powerful people and trying to influence them and grow in a space like this as a challenge, taking that as a challenge and as a necessary challenge.
When we asked about how comfortable they felt on campus, they told us about how they almost felt a need to perform as a queer POC.
I think that depends entirely on the day and the mood and the space. I think the space really dictates like how comfortable I feel. But all in all, I feel like quite uncomfortable, I'd say, on campus. And that's just, I think that's due to so many things. Like, I feel like this place, there's a strange like gaze at this space where like everyone feels entitled to like stare at you or look at you, especially like not being white or like just not being like white automatically feels like you're being like studied in a way or policed, which I don't know, like depends on the day. Like if I feel confident and I'm like, damn, I look great, like yeah, like first look is free, second look you have to pay for, or like if I'm feeling this like kind of like why, like it can be like quite exhausting, and just like academically I feel quite comfortable because I've had like a lot of training in this sort of space based on like my prep school experience. But it's like a really, like even though one can be versed in like that particular pedagogy, it's like the most exhausting pedagogy to like pretend to conform to, like especially in class, like trying to, and especially for me, like being a woman of color who's queer, like it's almost like I'm hyper intentional with everything that I do, so like no one can cross me.
We then asked about their perception of diversity at Dartmouth, and they spoke about how the school attempts to project an image.
I think it's a lie. I think Dartmouth like likes to project. I did like this fun thing where I would like Google Dartmouth things. Some friends and I were just trying to like dig deeper into like why specific groups, like specific alumni groups on campus have their own webpage, and in the background there's the Dartmouth Hall lit up with like the rainbow flat, like the rainbow colors, and like on its website it's like such a like it's propaganda essentially is what I'm saying. And the school likes to project this image of itself, but in reality it's totally lacking, and that's pretty transparent, like when you look at the statistics, not only amongst faculty, like especially amongst faculty and tenured faculty, but also with students as well. And it's not just like a matter of diverse, it's like all aspects of diversity, like where like am I gonna find like a space for like healing on campus, like is there a place in town for that's conducive to like general just like radical thinking or different kinds of thinking or different kinds of thought. I'd say even in across disciplines, like I'd say even like you're gonna find a similar, I guess, like course layout as you'd find like a very intense, you'd find like similar course structures in like your writing classes compared to like your math classes. It's all like hyper professionalized and test driven. Nothing really is conducive to creative thought, which I think is terrible, because it doesn't allow students to think in a diverse way either. Like, so I think we have many folds and many, like a multi, we lack diversity in many, many ways, but I think we're good at projecting that, and I think that's intentional. For better, for worse, for whatever, I know they're trying to attract like a more diverse crowd, but is lying, blatantly lying, the way to do it? No, it's not.
Afterwards, we asked about how they felt about students and professor receptivity to sociopolitical issues on campus.
I find general student apathy, just because I think a lot of individuals on this campus feel like we're such an isolated school, like what demonstration is going, like what's a demonstration you're gonna do? And I think social and political issues are like very like stratified, I guess, on campus. It's hard for groups to unite, and it's hard for people to push for direction and for movements to last. But I think that's true for any campus.